Hey everyone, thanks for coming to Booga Buggy Kid Stories, silly stories about a silly bug. And in today's episode, Booga Buggy sneakily changes all of the parents into Pokemon. Will Elon and Pfeiffer be able to catch them and change them back into real parents? Let's find out. Today was a very special day for Booga Buggy. He had a very silly plan that he'd been thinking about for months and months and months. And today was that day of the plan. The reason he had to wait for so long was because he needed to wait for a parent-teacher night where all of the parents would go to the school to talk with the teachers. And Booga Buggy was prepared. He snuck into the gym where all the parents would start before they took a quick tour of the school and before they went off to talk to all the different teachers. At the school, Booga Buggy knew that parents like to drink yucky drinks like coffee and tea. And so Booga Buggy had set up a coffee stand and a tea stand with all different sorts of teas and some coffee again. And Booga Buggy didn't like coffee or tea. He thought it was gross. Yuck. But a part of the plan is Booga Buggy had set up a coffee station and a tea station for all of the parents. He knew that when parents saw coffee or tea, they would go crazy and line up to get the tea and coffee. So Booga Buggy had poured coffee into some cups and had poured some tea and got it ready. And as the parents walked into the gym, all of them, just as he had planned, grabbed a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and made their way into the gym to wait for the principal to say hi. The principal was walking up onto the stage to welcome all the parents, and she took a sip of coffee just before she was about to do her little speech. And then, all of a sudden, something really strange started to happen. It started with one parent over in the corner, and then the next in the front, and then a few in the middle, and they all started to change. No one knew what was going on. And the craziest thing about it was the parents had started to change into Pokemon. One parent in the corner had changed into Charizard. Another parent that had already fallen asleep because he knew the principal's speech was going to be a little bit boring, turned into Snorlax. Another into Pikachu, into Bulbasaur, and another even into Squirtle. There were so many Pokemon in the gym. Booga Buggy was watching from that door, and he was laughing. His plan had worked. He had put special Booga Buggy drops into the coffee and the tea because he knew all of the parents would drink it. And by this time, all of the parents had turned into Pokemon. The kids, who were also in the gym with their parents, were super confused. Some of them were really excited because they played Pokemon or watched Pokemon or had Pokemon cards and knew who they were. And others had no idea what Pokemon was and were confused as to why their parents were these weird, silly animal dinosaur things that were running around like crazy. Now, what was even more weird is that the Pokemon and the kids couldn't communicate. The kids were yelling at their parents, "Dad, Dad, come over here." And the dad that had turned into Charizard just said, "Charizard, Charizard." Booga Buggy opened the gym door that led to the hallway of the school. And just as he did, all of the Pokemon, who used to be parents, rushed out of the gym. And they ran everywhere in the school. All of the kids looked at themselves and, again, didn't really know what to do, but started chasing after what were their parents, but were now Pokemon. Elon had been chasing his dad all over the school. Well, it wasn't really his dad. It was his dad who turned into a Pokemon called Umbreon. And Umbreon ran into his kindergarten class and was making a huge mess, bouncing off of the walls and the tables and chairs, and all of the boxes with toys in it were spilling everywhere. Luckily, a few of the kids had watched the show Pokemon and played a couple of the games before, and they had an idea. They thought that in order to stop this, they would need to catch the Pokemon in Pokeballs. But they didn't know where to get Pokeballs from. I mean, they didn't even know Pokemon were real at that point. But because Pokemon are real, Pokeballs must be real too. So they got together and tried to figure out how they could find those Pokeballs. And that's when Elon realized, hey, everyone, I think I know where there might be Pokeballs. Well, since this is a pretty silly prank, my guess is that it's Boogabuggy behind this all. So, if I know Boogabuggy, he probably has the Pokeballs hidden at his house. Good thing that Elon lived pretty close to the school. All of the kids ran over to his house. In the backyard where that plum tree was, and at the top of the plum tree was Boogabuggy's treehouse. A couple of the kids climbed up that plum tree higher and higher and higher and got all the way to the treehouse. They looked inside and couldn't see anything, and all of the windows and doors were locked, but they just knew the Pokeballs had to be in there. But how would they get them? Just when they thought they wouldn't be able to get those Pokeballs, all of a sudden they heard a noise coming from the backyard. And it didn't sound like a kid. It sounded like Blastoise! One of the Pokemon called Blastoise snuck out of the school and followed all of the kids. This particular Pokemon was a huge turtle thing that was blue and had really, really big water cannons that came out of his shell. And Blastoise shot water of those cannons towards the kids because he thought it would be super funny. And it sprayed and it bonked the kids, but they held on to the tree so they were fine. But it also bonked Boogabuggy's house, and it rattled and rattled and rattled until a little door at the bottom cracked open and bonk, 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 bonk. All of a sudden, so many Pokeballs dropped out of the bottom of Boogabuggy's house. There were hundreds and hundreds of them. The kids were so excited. Woohoo! And all of the kids rushed and grabbed a Pokeball. They ran as fast as they could back to the school, except for the kid whose parents was Blastoise, and he was just chasing Blastoise around the backyard, and Blastoise was shooting the kid with water and knocking him over, and the kid was actually laughing because it was pretty funny. But finally the kid threw the Pokeball at Blastoise and it captured Blastoise inside of the Pokeball. And meanwhile, back at the school, the kids had arrived. All of the kids were running around chasing them. Pikachu was zapping the kids that were following him. He was trying to escape because he was having fun being Pikachu. And Charmander and Charizard and all the other Pokemons were having so much fun too. They kept running away from the kids. But finally, one by one, the kids had started to capture their parents, well, their Pokemon parents, in the Pokeballs. Now, they still didn't know if this plan would work because they captured Pokemon in these Pokeballs, and they didn't know what would happen if they let the Pokemon out of the Pokeballs. Would they be parents, or would they be Pokemon? They had no idea. So Elon said, well, I captured my dad. Why don't I give it a try? So he threw the Pokeball onto the ground, and poof, out of the Pokeball, it was his dad. All right, he's back. It worked. Our plan worked. So all of the other kids kept throwing all these Pokeballs onto the ground, and their parents came back. And their parents didn't remember what happened. They were in the gymnasium, and they were just about to hear the principal. And then all of a sudden, they ended up all over the school. The kids tried to explain what happened, that they had turned into Pokemon, but they didn't believe the kids. And the kids said, no, really, it happened, it happened. So what the kids decided to do was they dragged all their parents back to the gym. They hooked up a big TV to the security camera machine, and they played the security tapes from the school. And guess what? It showed all of the parents turn into those Pokemon, and the parents were laughing and laughing. They couldn't believe it that they had turned into Pokemon, and their kids were all telling the truth. So from that day on, the parents decided not to drink any more coffee and tea. Well, at least not any coffee and tea from strangers, but they still like to drink coffee and tea from home. Hey, thanks for listening to another silly story with Booga Buggy. Hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to leave a rating or review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also, you can follow Booga Buggy on Instagram. Well, stay tuned for the next episode. Bye for now.